Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
And here we go, Bub. It's another beautiful, sunny South Florida morning here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. What are you laughing about over
nothing,
there?
Nothing, dude.
You're running the board?
Yeah, no, I'm good over here.
My phone's on loud.
I bet it is. I'm just waiting for it to start going off, dude. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen around the world. Welcome to Doing
Wait
It
a minute.
Style.
Before we even go any further, can I ask you something?
You may.
Why is my left side of my headphones really loud and I just look down and it's panned to the left? Did you have something to do? Oh, look at that.
Oh,
look even
at,
now.
Hey, we're equal in balance. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. Big things coming out, Bub. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We have a very, very, very special guest joining us today. My very close friend, your very close friend, Paul Sr. and his beautiful bride, Joni, from Orange County Choppers, in his first post interview from the release of the new American Chopper series Thursday night's Discovery at 10 o'clock, man.
Yeah, man, pretty solid, dude. That was what, 2 days ago? Released, man, and great time. You know, that we talked about it on Friday's podcast, and it turned out awesome, dude. The benchmark that those guys have set at American Chopper, and just the entire crew that surrounds them. It's awesome to see, that the continued success is still there.
We're going to get into deep, Bub, some fun things with it, but we're going to save that. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you shop online. 20,000 parts from the biggest names in the world today, Bub.
Yeah.
Everybody's behind you, man, because of the quality of what you do is one of the top three out there today, man.
It's funny too, because that's literally, for some reason, like all week this week, I've been waking up at like 4:45 for some reason. So I got here at like 5 this morning for whatever reason and just sat down and was just doing updates on the site all morning long. And it's, it's nice because there is a lot of people out there that are actually asking us that are, either fans or friends or, other big builders out there that are literally asking us, hey, or not even asking, but just commenting in general that the site just, it's coming together so well and so smooth because it is so well thought out and planned and packaged. So it makes it very, very easy and user-friendly.
And when the great folks like Rick Petko and Billy Lane, your very, very good friends, comment on what a nice job it is. And Bub, you personally put your hands on that website. You didn't want anybody else touching it. Kudos to you, man.
It's been a lot of work, dude, but it's turning out really, really well. Everything from just, the ease of how it is on, computers to tablets to phones. It's set up really well, and I love it.
Real proud of you, Bub.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moose is loose down in Abacoa.
Still have no idea what that
boutique,
means.
MSOutlawBoutique.com. Get it there. How about that? What are you laughing about? You think it's funny? I think it's hilarious. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose down in Abacoa, 561-660-6695. Ladies and gentlemen, I just knocked my drink over in the studio, and our lead technician, Kenny, right here, is laughing. What do you think, Kenny?
It's great.
Great. You like that?
Definitely.
Good morning, Kenny. Good morning, sister Cassie. How are you today? How is everything?
Fabulous.
You guys think that I don't knock things over and I don't break things. Now you know.
No, I know you break things.
$100,000 state of the art studio, and there it is all over the equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, the moose is loose. Check out for the greatest in boot. What are you laughing about, Bub?
Bro.
Senior, come on. You know how this goes, man. How about, we're going to get
into
that.
Listen, we aren't, let me see here, 4 minutes into the show. And you've already spilled your entire drink.
You know what the funny part is? You can if you want. I don't care. The funny part is the cap sitting right here in my hand.
Yeah.
You can grab some out of the restroom if you want, Cassie. That's fine. Thank you, Cassie. That's very kind of you. Cassie's going to grab us some towels because I knocked over. And senior, you know how that goes.
Just let it absorb into the table. Who cares at this point?
Who cares?
At this point,
man,
you've already soaked all the electrical connections. If we all start shorting out and in a minute, don't worry. That's right. You naturally, dude.
Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Barrett Jackson's in town, Bub. They are in town. Let's see. What is it? The 12th through the 15th of April this year, Bub, here in the beautiful, sunny South Florida fairgrounds. That's going to be kind of cool, isn't it, man?
Yeah.
We're going to be down there. A lot of celebrities are going to be down there, and we're hopeful that Senior's going to join us as well with his beautiful bride.
Yeah, man. We're we're really looking forward to it. That's the one thing I'd say in Palm Beach and all of South Florida. That everybody really looks forward to. Barrett Jackson sets a huge presence in the automotive industry. Everything from just the rides that are up and coming to, the next, the following year, 17 going into 18, 18 going into 19. It's really cool to see those rides go out and really set the industry bar in terms of the values and what things are worth. And that causes a huge swing in everything in the automotive industry, whether you're doing like numbers matching classic cars, whether you're doing on-road, off-road vehicles, whether you're doing high-performance, high-end, whether you're doing exotics, that benchmark gets set from Barrett Jackson, I think, hands down.
Good morning to the beautiful Robin and Layla out there as well. Like I say, Miss Outlaw Boutique Bub, check it out. 1200 Town Center Drive. They've got two shirts left. I love it. What's it say? Pinch me, I'm going to punch you in the face or something like that. We need to send one of those up to Senior because he's got that whole mentality like we do as well, Bub.
Yeah.
How about that? Good morning, Kenny. You are the lead tech here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, man. You are the guy, man, and you are a chill dude. You enjoy having a lot of fun. You break as many things as I do, and we have a good time with it, man.
Definitely.
Tell us a little bit about who you brought to the studio with you today.
My little sister.
How about that, Cassie? Lean into the mic and say good morning to the world.
Good morning.
How do you like being here? It's kind of fun,
pretty
right?
Cool. Pretty
it's pretty
cool.
Neat, right? Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to be joined by the legendary Paul Sr. From Orange County Choppers and his beautiful wife, Joni, who is, by the way, his business manager, Bub, and his backbone.
And I bet you that's a handful right there, boy.
Senior's as bad as you and I are, man. So it's
don't put me into that category.
It's such not a good thing, Bub. Before we get them on the phone today, Bub, I wanted to jump in real quick. I wanted to give everybody a celebrity build update on how you're doing with two of the celebrity rides. One of them went down to, you know, speaking of train wrecks, this particular individual that you just finished building a Jeep for drove his Audi down to the Marlins Stadium. Do you want to take it from there, Bub?
Listen, man. It's a full-time job between you, between the players, honestly, my phone doesn't stop. So like 11 o'clock the other night, I get a call, after one of the players gets down to Miami, by the way, flying to get there for the game. He drove his car all the way down the side of a school bus. So I got to go ahead and take care of that one now on Monday.
How about that, Bob?
Hey, man, it happens, dude.
It does.
Sometimes
it does.
You get in a rush and you end up hitting things that are in your way and you got to go.
Isn't that crazy, man?
Yeah.
That
he didn't stop. Like he just left half the car in the middle of the highway.
He did and just said, can you take care of this?
He sent me a picture of the side and said, order all these parts. Okay.
I looked out on the BEM office printer out there and our fax machine out there, you got that big piece of equipment that does it all at one. And sure enough, there's a whole a diagram of the side of an Audi and like 12 pages of parts on it.
Yeah.
So you've got your hands.
At least you know I'm getting factory parts.
Exactly. That's all you do is buy OEM parts. You want it done right, man.
Yeah. And especially on a car like this, you're working with a $180,000 car.
Brand
you don't
new
want to buy
RS7, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? So you just finished his Jeep. Then you moved into another Jeep, Bub, you're doing a complete Rough Country installation on. As we know, Rough Country is your exclusive suspension product, off-road Jeep and truck suspension company.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, man. It's, you know, you've been watching, a lot of the fans out there have been watching on like the Instagram, social media, Facebook, Twitter. We've been doing a lot of posts with a lot of Rough Country products here lately. Tyler over there really hooked us up, man, with lot of great stuff for all of these Jeep JKs, man. Even all the way down to this one excursion we're doing. Crazy products flying through here, dude. Pallets and pallets of Rough Country stuff coming in right now. Inventory is crazy. Everything from small accessories, Jeep grab handles to lift kits to long arm suspension travel kits to the wheel and tire combos from American Racing, Wheel Pros, Nitto. Just crazy stuff going on, dude. And we are having a lot of fun with it. And these things are just going out looking boss on the street.
The biggest names in the industry put themselves to you, Bub, because of the quality of what you build. You just mentioned something, Bub, that caught my attention. You said a Jeep JK. What is a Jeep JK?
Just a model line. It's just from 07 to 18. So it's just that model line, what you consider the body.
In 18, did they change the model line or did they do make some differences?
They kept it, but they also introduced a new JL, which is, it's just the model line. So it's, how there were things like Camaros, right? There were third generation Camaros, fourth generation Camaros, Trans Ams, Fire, whatever. There was like first gen, second gen, third, so on. It's just about that year breakdown. These are considered Jeep JKs.
Are the JLs new? Do they have some new technology in them?
I've actually been doing a lot of thinking in the back of my mind, especially doing all the site updates, knowing what product's out there and knowing the quality, dude. I've been really thinking about doing a new JL and just doing something crazy, dude, full on off-road, just crazy setup. Right. I mean, the Jeep JLs are pretty solid, dude. When you open the interior of those things, you're getting in the interior, honestly, of like a Mercedes-Benz. It's like the whole entire dash is a full touch screen now. It's crazy.
Well, it's
it
cool.
Does not look like a traditional Jeep anymore.
You built, what were you saying, Cassie?
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Have you seen the interior of the one Marlins coach, his vehicle that's there? Do you see that?
That's my favorite thing in there right now.
Bub
did like
a girl little tour yesterday.
Did you? Bub did like that Bentley interior in that, and you noticed it was color match stitch in there?
I didn't see that part.
Climb in.
Oh my god,
that's pretty solid. It's crazy. Oh, you can touch it.
She hugged it.
It certainly can't be. Yeah, see, there we go.
There it is.
It can't be no worse than what I did.
It's your aroma, dude.
That's exactly right.
It's put it off, and it's just like people fall into it.
I said last night, man, is that black cloud just follow me, or is it everybody, man? So, I certainly have it following me. But, Bub, you know what? I don't care, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's half the fun of it, right?
Not really.
Why not?
Because I got to fix it.
Did you fix my phone so that I could see what was going on and comment?
No, we never got to that part. You knocked over your water bottle and it went everywhere.
Oh, well, there's my phone. Next thing, all we need to do is put the water bottle on top by the phone. Right?
So, I'll tell you what, dude, currently like this week. So as you know, we're doing, if you know, all the people out there that were watching, if they were watching and staying up to date with us, we've been doing a lot of the Rough Country stuff. The Instagram has been blowing up with the Rough Country stuff, rides, the player rides. We're doing one right now currently that, we filmed with it yesterday. We did a live stream with it yesterday about the difference of a competitor's lift kit on the Jeep JK model line, again, 07 to 18.
That was a butchering, man.
Versus Rough Country 3.5 kit that we're doing. And to me, that's probably one of our hottest selling items on the site, is that Rough Country 3.5 kit. I mean, that is literally like the go-to for guys that want to do either on-road or off-road. You can go both ways with it, fully functional. Some guys that do full off-road capability, you want to stay down to like a 35-inch tire on that. Guys that just do these street queens, which we have a lot of those down here.
When you say street queen, what do you mean?
Just guys that want big wheels and tires, and they don't take them off-road by any chance. Like, they don't even go over a curb, right?
Okay.
So, no big deal, nothing
wrong
with that.
I went over a curb last night.
I know, in a Jag, that's low.
Yes, I know.
So,
did you see the reel of the rim?
No, I don't even want to look at it. We've changed the sets twice.
It's just not the right side this time.
Yeah, probably not.
It's not.
Here, you hear that?
Yeah. See, my phone's on.
See how your phone's on?
Yeah.
Can't you just go in here 2 hours ahead of time and push media zero volume?
I've been here since 6 o'clock. You've thrown me out of here about 12 times.
Yeah, because I keep hearing things getting thrown in the monitor, and the TV's broken in the background now. There's no monitor there. There's water spilt all over the table. My headphones were panned all the way to my left ear, so I couldn't hear when I came in.
I got this. Good morning to Chris Peck out there. How we doing, Chris? Chris is up in, he's one of our fans. Where is he, Bub? In West Virginia?
Somewhere like that.
He's been with us for years and years and years. Yeah. Chris, you ready to hear the legendary Paul Sr. and his beautiful bride, Joni, join us here any moment now? It's going to be a great, great, great show. Bub and I have done a lot of pre-prep on this show. We typically don't do preparation on any of our shows, and they're all non-scripted. Bub, real quick, but this one we've done a lot of work on. Do you want to talk, Bub, a little bit about what's going on from a show perspective, both here, the shows that we currently own, our number one rated shows, and the letters you got this week on a separate manner about a couple things. Do you want to address that before the Tuttles join us?
Yeah, man, just a lot of great things going on right now. We've talked about it, for the past 4 or 5 months, end of 17, fourth quarter 17, going into 18. We knew 18 was going to be a pretty solid year, man. And we've been, pushing through and just cleaning up a lot of the older projects, a lot of the older, bigger mess jobs, man, cleaning those things up and just totally shifting the business dynamic. And, I think all of that is really coming through 100% right now. And the fact that, the rides that we're designing and building here are just absolutely incredible, dude. It's, stuff that's turning out right now is insane. Social media is blowing up. The online store is blowing up. All of the marketing is just incredible right now. And, a big part of that was, just a lot of long hours, a lot of hard work, man. The crew right now is great. It's, stuff's turning out really, really solid. Ken's doing a freaking phenomenal job. Absolute mess, but phenomenal job.
Unbelievable.
It's like you can always tell where Ken is. Like the quality of work
like
is 100%, but you can see it's like a rat that just like leaves stuff around everywhere he goes.
Yeah,
like,
it's a little popcorn trail. Like if you ever get lost, you can find out where Kenny is.
For sure. Like if you're looking for Ken, you don't call his name. You just go look for the mess and you're like, oh, there he is.
And it's funny because one minute it'll take you to the wash rack. The next minute it'll take you over to the upholstery shop. Then you'll be in the paint bay.
All over the place.
Yeah.
And then I find his water like in the left corner of my office. I'm like, bro, do you want your drink back?
In the bottom drawer, he goes, oh, is that where I put it?
Don't even know what that was for.
Right, Kenny?
I guess so.
Right? So, with that said, man, it's, a lot of great things going on. We were actually reached out to many times, but pretty solid the other day. Late last week, we did get a call from Discovery Channel. So we've got a lot of great things going on behind the scenes. We will talk about that more. We actually did post up a sneak peek of a Discovery Channel contract on social media. So if you guys didn't see that, you missed it. It was late last week. But stay tuned for what we're going to release on that here pretty soon.
How about that? Good morning. Chris says, yes. Good morning, guys. Mike Holmes. God, Mike Holmes, Bub, up in Northern Virginia. He has been a great friend of yours. You guys literally were kids and grew up together. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, while we were watching Orange County Choppers, he and his father would join us.
Yep, yeah,
absolutely. He and his father, he and his father would join us in our living room and watch Orange County Choppers with us, Bub.
Yeah.
Mike, you're gonna love hearing my very good friend and the person you used to watch in our living room as a little man with Bub. Tell Bub to stop flexing his muscles.
Bro, I'm not even flexing
Chris,
right now.
That's normally, that's his normal size, Chris. I hate to tell you that is his normal size. In fact, if you saw American Chopper Thursday night, 10 o'clock on Discovery Channel, the new American Chopper series, you will see that Paul Sr., although he has thinned down, still retains his guns. So in tribute to him, Bub and I threw our guns back out to him on yesterday's show. If you missed it, you'll have to go check that out and join it for sure. Good morning, Mike K. Talking about your Jeep. You can do that. Mike says, yeah, he likes that. Cassie, lean into the mic right there. Tell us a little bit. What do you think now that you've physically been around the facility? What do you think of the personalities, the projects, the facility itself? What do you think?
It's unbelievable. There's so much going on. It's really, really cool. I got to see a whole bunch of cars, and it's amazing.
Isn't that cool, man? One of the things that I believe in, Bub, as you know, is family. Family's mm-hmm. everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you came in last week.
By the way, my family, total gong show, so we'll leave it at that. So keep going.
Like everybody does, really.
Right?
I don't know, bro. I might have you beat on this one.
Right on.
Shit show on our end.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, but we have it too. But you were here last week. It was the first time Bub and I physically met you.
Yep.
You came up to spend some time with Kenny. I will put you on the spot with 20 million people out there. I want you to know your brother loves you a lot. And
I know that part.
He thinks I had a long conversation after I left with him on the phone the other day. Family to me, like the seniors and everybody else is it's the Tuttles. It's just important.
He's my best friend.
He is. And if he doesn't tell you enough, I can tell you personally that he loves you to death. And he thinks every corner of your life he thinks through.
I'm so proud of him. Yeah. So that's why I'm here today.
Yeah. Well, he's an amazing guy and he loves you. I know you love him. And I know from a personal perspective, while I won't get into those because he asked me to keep his confidence. But, he watches over everything that goes on in your life. That I'll tell you.
Yeah. He's
you know
my bodyguard.
Yeah. He definitely is. Somebody might get their ass beat before too long, right?
Oh, it just about happened about a month ago.
Might happen again, right, Bub?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but yeah, hey, you know, Mike Holmes, Bob, Layla Von Athey is watching. Good morning to the stunningly gorgeous Layla Von Athey, president and owner of Miss Outlaw Boutique. The moose is loose in Abacoa, Bob, 561-660-6695, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. You touch me, I'm going to punch you in the face, Bub.
That's right, dude.
I
only
love
from that
shirt,
girl.
Man. You can get that shirt online. I think there's only three of those shirts left. The girls are there today, and I don't even know what sizes they've got left. They sold out real quick of those, man.
That shirt would have been really good on her at Jumbie Bay last Friday.
Uh-oh, what happened to
really
Jumbie
funny.
Bay last Friday?
Really funny story. Like
what happened last girl. Friday, Bub?
Hey, I'm telling you, dude.
Uh-oh, did somebody step out of line?
Yeah.
Who?
Hey, listen, so you know
not
I've
you,
got...
Bub.
No.
You're way laid back. I've
got a super, super laid back personality, right?
I sure do.
But it's kind of like a shark, right? Like when it needs to happen, it happens.
Yep.
So let me tell you, bro.
True
so
story. He's like a great white shark, man. He hunts from the bottom up and you never know when it's coming.
So we're just hanging out, right? Totally off subject here, but we're hanging out. It's just because you mentioned that shirt. So we're hanging out and I don't know, probably 10 of us there, a whole group of us. We've got 3, 4, 5 players with us. They're girls, you know, having a great time. It's not crazy late, 10, 11 o'clock at night, maybe just chilling. So we're at the main bar at Jumbie, just hanging
you know,
out,
a
whole,
there
whole round circle crowd of us, right? So for some reason, I don't know what it was, but Layla turns around. I don't know if she's like putting her
your beautiful bottle. Bride says, come on, really?
Yeah, she's like putting her empty bottle or something on the counter. And, you know, I'm standing there, I'm just hanging out and I don't know who, I was with Chevis Hoover, right? One
yep.
of the other players.
One of the other players. Did so, all of a sudden, Bub, you hear this shattering glass and you look over and Layla's gone like this, whack.
No, man. So I'm standing there and I turn around to see what she's doing because you're just kind of like, she left the crowd and walked away, right? So she's like putting this bottle down or whatever the heck it is she was doing. She's putting it down and
yep.
I'm just watching out of curiosity, like what the heck she's doing because I had no idea. And I see this guy come up from behind her and he like, you know, he taps her on her arm, right? Like, okay, whatever, you know, cool, bro. Like you're trying to get her attention. So he does it once. So then I'm like, all right, whatever. Then he does it again. Right. So he taps her a second time. Like this time he tries to like kind of, you know, grab her arm a little bit. Like he puts his hand around her. I'm like, okay, I'll let that one slide too. Right. So now I'm standing there. Chevis sees that I'm like watching
the Marlin.
Yeah,
Miami Marlins.
So he sees I'm watching, and then Nate behind the bar, the bartender.
Bartender.
He sees I'm watching, right? So the third time, this guy literally grabs her shirt from the back and like starts pulling her like he's taking her outside.
Not good.
Let me tell you,
don't touch a girl like that,
hey,
man.
I had that guy so hard in a freaking hold.
Did you really?
Oh,
it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know how Bub goes, does he?
Mm-mm.
We were sitting at our very special guest is on the line with us, and we're going to jump into him. We were sitting at a concert one time, leaving a concert at the South Florida Fairgrounds. It was a country concert. I had my firearm in the center console. Robin was in the passenger side, Bob and Layla in the back. This guy started monkeying around. He came up to the door. I literally pulled my firearm. I said, "You need to get out of my face real quick. You need to step back, dude. You're in my space. Okay. I can't retreat any further." All of a sudden I hear this whack and I look at this guy and he falls down. And I have no idea how Bob got from the back of our Denali around the front of that truck and laid him out so cold.
He was out.
He was gone.
For sure.
Ladies and gentlemen around the world, I am honored to bring on live with us an amazing family, the Tuttles, both Joni and Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers, post the very successful release of the new American Chopper series airing Thursday nights on Discovery, back home where it all started at 10 o'clock. Good morning, Joni, and good morning, Paul Sr.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Sr.?
Good morning.
God, I get chills when they call in. Look at this. I've got chills when they call in, man.
Oh, yeah.
Just these people are the salt of the earth, man. Joni, Paul, good morning, man. How the hell are you guys?
Well, we probably would have been a little bit better if the power didn't go off yesterday. So we're like underneath 12 feet of blank.
We got knocked out up on a mountain. So we're covered in snow.
Yeah.
And we hadn't had power since yesterday, so, generator.
We wish we were there.
Senior, come on. You can get right down here. Plus, I know you got transportation. It's here at the facility. Get on down here.
I wish it was that easy, man.
So, Senior, did you say, are you at your personal property? Because you set up on the mountain. Headquarters right there off St. Kay there, up in New York. Were you at, I saw on social media you had a special German guest visit yesterday. Were you guys at work when you lost power, at home?
No, at home. At home.
Oh, wow, man. How are all the animals? Good?
Yeah, we were able to get I had like a welder generator, and we were able to, you know, turn on individual heaters for the animals. But we froze. We froze.
Oh,
the ground.
Well, without getting into too much detail, I know, Senior, that you and Joni have blankets and a fireplace. So we'll leave it there.
Yes. Yes.
How about that? There we go, ladies and gentlemen. So, Senior, Joni, I am, Bub and I and the entire world are extremely proud of you. And the entire Orange County Chopper organization. Senior, no taking the limelight off you, but your beautiful bride, Joni, is a mastermind. She makes it all happen, just like Robin does, like Layla does. Without them, there would be nothing. And you guys did it again, man. You did it again.
Thank you, and I agree with you 1,000%.
Right on, man. Senior, how does it feel to be back where you are again?
It's with the show and stuff like that. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Yes, with the show, correct.
Sure. No, it's great. You know, I really, I thought the show was good, and you know, I've always enjoyed doing that. I kind of missed it when it went away.
Right mm-hmm. on, man. The entertainment side is the biggest thing for us, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
It's by far the biggest thing for us, right? We love building the cars, but that's the side we always come down to. Senior, I'm going to tell you something very personal. I shared this with Joni. She knows a little bit about it. I'm going to jump back. I'm going to go backwards, Senior. I really want to go backwards because the story that you guys have is just absolutely amazing. I mean, our phones are everything's blowing up over here. Bub's very good friend, Mike Holmes, who he grew up with, watching you and Billy Lane, is tuning in from Virginia as well. So the outreach of this program is just incredible. Senior, I was laying there in bed with Robin.
It's funny, I was doing the same thing. Well, not with Robin.
You were laying in bed with Robin?
No, but last night I was laying in bed too, and actually, funny story about that whole thing with Senior as well.
Okay. Senior, you seem to be touching us in bed in more than one way, I guess.
This is true.
I don't know, I guess.
Anyways, Senior, one of the things that you hated the most was the infighting that took place. Nobody knows the toll that took on you emotionally. You were not a fan of it. It's all part of what came with the business, and it was not something that was scripted. That was raw emotion that took place, and people, they thrived on that. Meanwhile, it was an emotional tear. You and your son, you love your family very, very much. And when we were laying in bed watching the new show on Thursday night at 10 o'clock on Discovery Channel, Robin just started crying, and she was laying on my shoulder, and I said, "Honey, what's wrong?" She goes, "It's hard for me to talk about it." He said she could see in Junior's eyes how much he wanted to be with you.
Yeah, it's so much better now, you know. It would have never that other show would never ever come back again, you know. And I also think that the audience didn't want to see that no more, and I sure didn't. Go ahead.
And you know, when you went over, Senior, and Paulie Junior called Mikey, and he said, "How should I do this?" And you know what Mikey said? "Pick up the phone and call Dad. Just call him." And he said, "I'm going to go there." And that showed a real desire to go see Junior. And in fact, if you remember, Mikey said, I think that the dichotomy in it was, Bub, was Mikey was on, at one point he was exercising. He said, "I'll see you tomorrow." But when Junior called, when Paulie called Senior, he went right away.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you think when you saw the Yankee bike? Because you built for Bucky Dent, Bub, on South Beach Classic's highest episode, their season finale. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you have that attachment there.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think when you saw the New York Yankee bike? What happened?
Oh, you know, it's a shame. You know, it's you know, there's been a lot of that that stuff that you've seen, and you know, very similar to it was let me see, what was it, Senior? It was the 9/11 bike, wasn't it? That was flooded out or something like that, correct, as well?
Was it the 9/11 bike, Senior, that we lost in New York or in the flood?
No, actually we did have a problem with it broke loose from the trailer broke loose from the hitch, and it got damaged, but nothing like a Yankee bike, nothing like that at all.
What did you think when you saw that, Senior?
It was pretty devastating. You know, my mom was a huge Yankee fan. So, you know, that was like, if there was anything in life that, that she wanted to do, it would be go to a Yankee game, but it was so much more to her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it had a lot of sentimental value there. And also, you know, it kind of makes you mad that someone would take a hammer and beat that bike like that. You know, the only thing that I could think of is maybe, you know, they wanted to collect insurance money or something like that. But it was really, you know, it was very evident that the bike didn't fall. You know what I mean? It was definitely beat up with a big hammer, you know.
Cassie, I see you shaking your head. No, lean into the mic and tell Senior what you're thinking. Tell the world what you're thinking. What's going through your mind right now?
It's terrible. Why would anybody ever do that?
I don't know, man. You know, and working for Bub, I know the passion that goes into this stuff. And when I saw the Yankee bike, I was like, and I felt a personal attachment because of our friendship to Bucky Dent. And I was devastated when I saw that, man, because it was an act of cruelty is what it was.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get.
You know, the thing about it is that we had the whole team's signature, everybody's signature on the gas tank. So that's going to be really, really hard to replace, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How did, because Mikey Senior, if I recall correctly, and if I'm wrong, please correct me here, but Mikey was the one who arranged for that tank to be autographed like that. Wasn't that what happened?
Yeah, I forgot where he had to travel to. But, yeah, he took – I just can't remember anymore. And he actually got everybody to sign the tank. So he was
and you're not
going to – you know. Everybody, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Joni?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Joni. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, that's okay. I was just going to say the same thing, that, you know, all these guys are retired at this point. So I don't think one of the players that signed that are still actively playing. So it makes it that much more difficult to, you know, run them all down, find where they are, and to get those signatures. Those were some very special players, you know?
Yeah,
they are. They are. Yeah, Joni, let me... It was. And Senior, real quick, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask Joni a question that Bub just flashed over to me. How have you talked to Mikey Senior to see how he's going to because I assume you've passed that back off to him to see how he's going to get that done.
Yeah, we talk to Mikey every day because Mikey works with us every day.
Yep.
So
yeah,
he's in the shop making us laugh, etc. So he does have a plan. We're not sure what it is yet, but he's working on a plan to try to get every one of those. And he's been making some phone calls, and he's made some progress. So let's see how he takes on this task.
Speaking of New York,
Mikey's the man.
Mikey's hilarious, man. But speaking of the Yankees, Bob, talk a little bit with Senior about, you know, the new ownership here in the Marlins. In fact, he knows you build for all the Marlins, but
yeah,
you know, years here and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's you know, pretty exciting. And I was going to say we could probably tie some of that in for you guys as well.
Yeah, if we need to help.
You know, with Derek Jeter now being a new owner of the Miami Marlins organization, the CEO of that, I'm sure he's got still quite the solid reach, and when it comes to those signatures on that tank from the New York Yankees. So I'm sure that could be made happen.
Yeah, just have him reach out to have Mikey reach out to us. If there's any problem with that, we'll get it over in the right hands for you.
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
I wouldn't put it in your hands though.
Yes.
Not at all.
How about that? But Layla Von Athey, the stunningly beautiful Layla Von Athey, says Mikey's my boy, who is your beautiful bride, Bub, and owner of Boutique. Yep. And Chris Peck out there in West Virginia says Mikey rules. A lot of love for Mikey, man. And you know, Mikey is just the guy. Joni, there's just so much love for Mikey, but he's always the guy who's tried to stabilize everything, you know, when it was on a rocky slope.
Yes, he has. He's really Switzerland, you know.
All right, on Kevin Justice, Bob, that out there in Pennsylvania is joining us right now. Appreciate it, Kevin. You've been with us for a lot of years, man, back in the Virginia days.
So I'll tell you what was really funny. So two nights ago, right, Thursday night, this is the way my nights go the past two nights, Senior. So two nights ago, Thursday night, of course, you know, I make sure that I'm home to see the debut of the new American Chopper series, right? So we watched
God, there
that.
Was a buzz in the air that day about it, wasn't
for
there?
Sure, dude. It was everywhere. Social media just blew up over it. And then Friday, last night, so I go home thinking I'm going to go to sleep. And what do you know? I turn on cable Comcast here, as you know. And what do you think is on? Wild Hogs. And it's you standing there with
God,
John Travolta in the bar. Here comes up. I was dying. I was dying.
No, but you know what?
It's funny. It's funny how so many people remember that, you know? Because it was just like a 30-second clip. Even today, people say, yeah, I remember you in Wild Hogs, you know? It's funny.
God,
and you know what's funny, though, too, Senior, is I thought it was not only a great appearance that you and Junior did there, especially the way Junior just softly walks up and goes, here's your beer, Dad. And then, you know, you and John Travolta are sitting there talking about going to the spa on a spa date or something like that. I was dying. But not only that, you know, that you did have you had a couple of your bikes in there as well.
The Camelback bike was in there, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and I had my original 74 Super Glide in there too, which I still have.
Yeah, that's right. You do have that bike. You do. Right on.
Yeah.
Senior, I don't know if you saw it yet. You were letting the world know. God dang, Senior, you look good, man. Joni, what have you done to keep that man in like that? I mean, he's in great shape, man.
I can't say it on public broadcasting here, you know.
but it does have some. It does have something to do with the power being out and blankets, I would assume.
Oh boy.
No joke.
Show's going downhill fast, guys.
But the one thing that Senior did show, a lot of people saw yesterday's live stream from 11 to 11:30 here, and when we were talking about the absolute success and the feel of the new American Chopper Thursday nights, 10 o'clock on Discovery, when we saw the fit and feel of that and how it really went back to the days when Pilgrim had it. Does Pilgrim still have it, Senior? Yes, no?
They actually do. It started out with another company, and they weren't too successful with it, so they switched back to Pilgrim Films.
God, were your hands
13 years?
Yeah, they did. I mean, Joni, were your hands cutting and negotiating those contracts, man?
Yes, every bloody line of them.
Oh my God, we're doing right now with a couple people, potentially Discovery as well. We got some information from them this week. I'll share that with you guys as a sidebar later. But, you know, it just, when you start that, it just, the negotiation process absolutely wears you out. It just numbs you.
It is.
It really
when
does.
You think you're finally done, you know, three more things get thrown over the wall and you have to try to find a way to work around them.
Yeah, it's an ongoing battle, man. It's just, it's hard.
It is.
It's really hard to do it. With those people, you know, the people in Hollywood are really, they're kind of difficult, you know?
Yeah, they're kind of, well, I'm not going to get into that. I might get myself in trouble, you know?
We're just trying to be nice, though, you know?
There you go. There you go. That's it. We're just trying to be nice. And the thing is, Joni, I mean, the fit and feel of that show, I know, and I'm 100% certain you were behind this, Joni, because you're really the brains there. I hate to say it, just like Robin is or Layla is. The fit and feel of the show still took pictures of the stream that runs right there by OCC headquarters. For people who haven't been there, it's a beautiful, stunning.
I was going to ask about that here in a second, too.
Go ahead, Bob. Take it.
So, Senior, let me ask you this. I know you've got, and for all of the people out there that are listening, the comments are blowing up on our side. So for all the people out there listening that are, you know, of course, OCC is a destination, man. It is in the entire world. People will fly to your location in Newburgh just to check it out, just to sit down and eat a burger, right? Just with the OCC press in the top of that bun. Nice buns, by the way.
Nice buns.
So how is it now? I know you had talk about putting in a bowling alley. Is that set up or what is it? What is kind of the go-to of OCC headquarters now?
Yeah, we do have a bowling alley, but it's kind of like setting up for family entertainment. We have laser tag now, and we're putting a go-kart track downstairs.
So what we've tried to really do with the building is, you know, you figure 105,000 square feet. The shop's huge. People love to come to the shop, but then they kind of hung around. There wasn't a lot to do, so we added a restaurant. The restaurant's almost 200. And then after the restaurant, we said, you know what? There's all this space. What do we do? And little by little, we realized that family entertainment is the way to go. So now people can come and spend the day. Laser tag is just being finished up. The go-kart track will be done in 3 months. You can come and see the shop, see the museum, eat lunch. And, you know, when you live up in this lovely freezing cold weather, you need some indoor things to do.
Indirect.
And it's just the phases we've done so far have been great. It's really getting, you know, great responses.
Cassie's here in studio with us saying, the Tuttles are wonderful people.
So now, Joni, is the help me understand it, because I know the layout really well of the facility. Is the go-kart track going downstairs where parking was?
Yes, basement.
I would put it up in the administrative offices on the second floor, Joni.
That's where laser tag. So I got one half of the building is administrative offices upstairs, and the other half is laser tag. So I, you know, what better when you're having a stressful day to just drag your employees over there and play a game of laser tag? You know, fun, a little stress relief.
Senior and Bob and I will play in the weight room, laser tag.
I'm gonna change out my laser gun for a paintball gun.
A paintball.
Whoops. Non-contact. Exactly.
would love. They wanted us to when it warms up here, to do some racing and some really fast side-by-sides with
Let us know, we'll be there. Come on, we'll come up and do it with you.
Yeah, that would be so much fun. So who can drive the fastest and get hit the least?
You want to know who's really good at that? I'll tell you what is so my fiance Layla Von Athey, oh my God, when he goes off roading,
oh God,
she's literally just like, I mean, she thinks she's driving a tank. And keep in mind, I've got like almost 70 grand into her Jeep. It's pretty solid. Probably should never be off road because it's more of like a street queen style deal. Let me tell you, this girl was literally, Joni, bouncing off of trees, like quarter panels, fenders, rims, everything, just bouncing off of them to make a turn. Like if she had to make a hard left turn, she would be nowhere near making the turn until she just slammed into the tree and then it like pushed her in the right direction.
Well, how about that? Robert Murphy says, glad to hear Orange County Choppers is back. Robert Murphy says, glad to hear Orange County Choppers is back. Lewin Hayden out in Ozark, Missouri says, laser tag, !! I'll take senior one-on-one, !! I don't know. Chris Peck's Chris Peck says, y'all are wonderful people. That's why both shows are going. Yes, this is what I'm trying to share with everybody, Chris, that knowing the Tuttles on a personal basis, they are not what you originally saw. What you're seeing today is the people, soft, kind, gentle people. I mean, Paul Sr. and his beautiful bride, Joni, literally go into the boroughs of New York and rescue animals. That's the people that they truly are on the inside.
All right, so hold on. I got to pull something else out here, Sr. So let's see if, can we talk about this? I don't know how much you can release yet. Or if you can. So I know that you've got something for Farm Truck on Street Outlaws.
Yeah, we got a little problem there, don't we, Senior? We got to fix some problems there. Somebody's got to go down.
I don't know. That's in the near future here. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I've raced cars, you know, I'm from the early 70s, you know, and that's all you did was race cars. You know, we had GTOs and, I mean, listen, it was different. Those cars are not like the cars today, but you know, it was kind of like a way of life. You know, every Friday night, everybody met at the diner, you know, there would be 50, 60 cars, you know, and you'd go out two at a time, you know, come back and two other people and you'd race for money. And, you know, you had a place on the parkway, which was a bridge to bridge, which was a quarter mile. And you did basically the same thing. One guy got out and started to race off and, you know, it just was, I enjoyed that part of life so much, you know.
We're just hoping that
we could
still have tires that hold us against the tires on Farm Truck.
Exactly. Well, we could still.
So, Senior, is your vet, because I know what it is you've got set up. So, is your vet automatic or manual?
It's manual.
Oof. All right, so you're really going to have to plant the power then.
Yeah, you are. Larry Williams out there in Chatham, Georgia says, I'm glad to see Paul and his sons are together and having a good time. Larry Williams, by the way, Senior, is the gentleman we have partnered up with to do all the upholstery here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Best upholsterer in the world. We stopped doing it in-house and brought Larry and his family in. And it's just amazing, amazing work. Michael K says, funny guy. Mikey has a great personality. How about that? Did I tell you the other day I was over at OC? I was standing right there on the bowling lane, and all of a sudden, Senior walks around the corner. It was when you went to the bathroom. Senior walks around the corner and goes, what are you doing? And just throws his hands up and walks away. I was teeing off.
Probably, dude. Four.
Yeah, I was yelling four and teeing off.
You in sports, not good. You in anything, just not good, bro. At all.
Yeah.
You knocked over your bottle of water you just freshly opened on all the electronics in here in the studio this morning. First thing.
I'm going to do it again in a minute.
You wrecked the Porsche last weekend. Senior, the Polaris is just done at this point.
Did you hear the story, Senior, about the restoration Bub just finished for the president of the PGA at my Porsche?
I didn't.
Oh, Bub, you got to tell Bub that one.
Listen, Senior, this guy it's just bad, man. It's we should put him in a padded room. I don't know if that would help. So I don't know. You two are very much alike, though. Senior, very destructive as well, I know. I'm in the shop the other day, and so I'm in the main build facility. I'm standing on our film stage floor where it's all just, I mean, beautiful setup, displays, everything looks just incredible, right? So I'm standing there hanging out. We uncover one of the Porsches because we have the high-end rides are just completely undercover all the time, temperature, climate controlled, right? So we uncover the thing. He's like, hey, you know what? I really want to drive this one today.
Can I step in and say one thing, Bub?
What is it?
Good morning to the former Marlins pitcher, Tim Wood. He's watching. Chris Peck out there in West Virginia says, my nickname is Crash. Well, that's kind of true, right? So anyways, Joni and Senior, here's what happened. Robin called me because, you know, Robin and Layla own this Outlaw Boutique, right?
He's trying to give himself a backstory here. It's
yes, Lewin said, don't forget about our tour bus in the gate. He did drive the tour bus through the gate, Senior. So, he said, Robin said, hey, Tom, I'm taking the day off. Come on, take me to the Keys. Let's get out of here. So he said, okay, that's great, right? It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. We get off the air, right? So Bub's been 2 years on this restoration for the president of the PGA. He's got this BMW, keep in mind, Senior, they're now featuring the photos of it over in Munich, Germany, because the PGA just signed a deal with BMW and are dropping Mercedes. So here's this beautiful 76 2002, and go from there, Bub.
So, Senior, I kid you not, honestly, bro, like it's – the entire crew here at BEM, we've been building this BMW full frame off restoration with a little resto mod styling to it. So it's got a lot of, you know, modern technology in this thing. We've been doing this for, I'd say, a year and a half, almost 18, 19 months. We've been building this car. That's mint cherry. So we're on like our final pieces of detailing, final wet sanding and buffing, final polishing. And
they're coming to pick up the upholstery, do the upholstery.
We backed the car out. Ken and I backed the car out. Ken's who's sitting here in the room with us. And we backed the car out. It's sitting outside of the facility. So Ken and I start uncovering the Porsche that he wants to drive right off the film stage floor. And as we uncover it, Ken and I are folding this cover that's, you know, 25 feet long, 20 feet long. We're folding this cover up real nice. And he's in the Porsche backing out. Literally, bro, he didn't even get 3/4 away out of the shop. And we just hear a... And we both just looked at each other and knew exactly what happened, like right into the front of this BMW. So he just puts the Porsche back in drive and parks it back on.
And walked away, just left it sitting there.
Well, yo, what else is there to say, right? What else is there to say?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? You just laugh about it, right? Because if you don't laugh about it, what are you going to do?
No, he definitely tried to blame the Porsche, though.
If you watch the show when we pressurized that tank
was
just getting ready to go in for paint, you know, and the tank, you know, folded. But you know, the bottom line is, you know, what are you gonna do? Like my guy really got upset, and I said, dude, you know, anybody could wreck something, but you know, the key is to fix it. So we fix it, and you know, we within, you know, 20 hours, it was back in the paint booth getting painted.
Just 20 hours. And you know, cost associated with that, but we won't say anything.
I know. Senior, I hate to say it. I know you well enough. I was reading your face like the book you wrote. I knew exactly what you were feeling inside when that happened, man. But it would have been more, the hilarity would have been there if that thing would have just, I mean, banana peel, right? Back to the drawing board.
Oh yeah.
No doubt.
I mean, it would have been epic if the thing just blew into pieces. At that point, you're just like, all right, next.
But nothing was as funny as, you know, and that's kind of the stuff that goes on out here. How about who set up Nick going to the bathroom right there, off to the side, kind of side of your office, and then somebody walks in there and just throws a whole rack of firecrackers in there. He comes out with his pants down peeing on himself. That was hilarious, man.
Yeah, that's my nephew. But, I didn't have anything to do with that.
God, that was funny, man. That was funny. Now let's talk a little bit about, we know where the show is. Go ahead, Senior. What were we saying?
No, go ahead.
We know where the show is now. One of the things that's been really, really, Kenny Ledsam out there with American Racing Wheels says, Crash. Well, that sounds safe. Well, Kenny, you know well enough.
He's seen it firsthand.
He's experienced it first time. I wrecked his Jeep right after you broke it.
Right after.
So the thing is, you know, Senior, we saw from the show, Joni, where things were. Now it says, you know, coming up next week, American Chopper's coming up. What are you laughing about?
Nothing, bro.
The Ferrari I put in the field?
No, just this time. Because I can only imagine Senior's probably like, Jesus, wait till we send down some freaking OCC bikes. These things are easily six-figure plus bikes are going to be sitting in the facility, and you can't even freaking back one out without falling over on yourself. So I was just thinking about the day that you pulled into my driveway and you just were laying on the ground in my driveway. I was like, what are you doing?
How did I do that, Senior? I pulled into his driveway. I'm riding one of my electric glides, right? I pull in. I got plenty of room. I didn't even get in the friction zone. I'm just like, I'm just going to put it right here. I didn't even get into the friction zone, senior. I just dropped it and left it sit there until Bub came out.
Just laying there under his bike. Like, his left leg is under his bike. He's laying there. It's six something in the morning. My neighbor's walking by with their pug. And I'm like, oh, don't worry. It's just my freaking dad.
There's a guy out there with road flares throwing them around me.
I hate when that stuff happens.
Chris Peck out there in West Virginia says, has anybody thought that? Go ahead, senior. What?
No, I said that's happened to me a few times.
Right. That's right. You could have put it replace Chrome. Chris Peck in West Virginia says, has anyone thought to have Tom's eyes checked? He might be blind as a bat. Well,
funny. I went for a checkup the other day and the doctor asked why he hasn't been in a while. And I was like, it's not going to make a difference.
I've got a pair of dark glasses now with a long cane and I just kind of tap my way through things.
That doesn't help either. You break more with that stick.
Let's talk a little bit about guys. And by the way, senior, I can't tell you, Bub's been doing a lot of design. You know how he designs, right? It's why he's where he is today, right? He has been walking around the Polaris doing a lot of looking, and that's all I'm going to say. So, anyways. That's a nice little piece. It stays inside our main facility, locked up. But Bub's been doing a lot of research. Should I even be talking about that, Bub?
Well, I hid the keys from him, so I have no chance to worry about it at all.
That's exactly right. You have to worry about what I'm driving in the main facility, though.
I have to worry about anything when it involves you.
Yeah.
Literally anything.
Joni, senior, I got a question for you, and I don't know how deeply you want to get into it. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. One of the things that they showed the other day, senior, where did Paulie move the new shop? He moved off Stone Castle.
It looked like it was in
town. Yeah, it looked somewhere in town. Where is the new shop exactly, his new shop?
It's right in town. It's right in Montgomery. It's right on 17. So
yeah.
When I go to my house, I pass it, you know.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
man.
It's a nice shop.
Yeah.
So, senior, does his wife still have the boutique in town there as well?
Yes, she does. It's actually
right on.
That's beautiful.
That was what I had actually thought was connecting the dots in the back of my mind.
Oh,
was
good,
did he move in closer to her?
Rachel, yeah.
Yeah, right around the corner. So they're almost in the same building.
Yeah, that's right. They are.
Right across. Really cool.
So one of the things I saw in the outro for next week's upcoming episode is there was a lot of destruction. It appeared it may have been coming in Paulie's shop. Am I reading that correctly or am I misreading that?
We don't know, actually. We don't get to see anything or don't know a lot of what goes on in Paulie's shop before. But just so you know, the show doesn't start until May. They did the sneak peek for... Motor Week, and then the actual next six series starts in May.
Yeah.
Not sure what
that's going to be interesting.
Kind of odd.
Yeah. But that's okay. We just keep pushing it and talking about it. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Richard Rollins and Aaron Kaufman as well in there.
Yeah.
I know a few things they've got going on behind the scenes from a couple of our mutual connections in the industry. So I know a couple of things they've got going on.
Really
pretty
right?
solid. Yeah.
Is
yeah.
It?
Pretty solid. It's going to throw a wrench out there for everybody. That's for sure.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's going to be good.
Interesting. Looking forward with the progression of the show, everybody who's watching can see that on display in our broadcast this year is an actual Bub mug set that Senior and crew had on sale back in 2005. And I think everybody would remember, Bub, this beautifully bound leather-esque book called The Fine Art of Custom Motorcycle, Bub. And this was the one that dropped the industry, and the people that are viewing can see this book. This was printed in 2005. It was done just in time for Christmas, Senior. Do you remember this beautiful leather-esque bound book with the big, beautiful chrome medallion on the front of it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A lot of
still
fun,
have it.
Wow. Yeah. Crazy stuff. And senior, you have all of every piece of your memorabilia, merchandise, everything that's ever been sold, OCC brand. Don't you have like the originals?
I do. I kept everything plus, you know, the people that you know, made really cool stuff for us through all those years. And, you know, my garage is like 50 by 75, and it's a cabin.
Yes.
And it has a real high ceiling. But my whole cabin is covered with, you know, it's because you have wood there. You could put everything up on the walls. But everywhere you look is memorabilia. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I'm glad I kept all that stuff. And
yeah.
It's amazing the licensee deals that we had, and it's amazing, like, all the stuff that people did for us over those years. And it's I still have the original. When we first did the Orange County Chapters, we made a sign and put it over. We had a little 40 by 40 garage, and then we put we made like a white, I don't know, it must have been like, you know, maybe 8x5. Then we just had red paint on, like, Orange County Choppers, and I still have that hanging in my garage.
Oh man, just like Bub, I've tracked your career and kept every piece of it. I too think I own every piece of memorabilia from the Orange County Chopper original show.
You probably do. This is your second set of mugs, though, here. This was from that 2005 collection. I do know that, but pretty sure that was your second set. You did actually break the first set. So I mean, go figure.
Fortunately, they had extras in stock.
Right. I mean, that was just a simple trip to Walmart.
Right on.
Yeah.
How about that? Hey, Kenny, you are talking to the world famous and legendary John and Paul Sr. Anything you'd like to say to them?
How y'all doing? Pleasure.
Tell Paul Sr. who you are and what you do here.
I'm a lead tech.
What would you like to say to Paul Sr.? You're right there on the phone with
you. Pleasure to meet you both. That's about all I can say right now.
It's kind of mesmerizing to actually be able to speak to such a
great person. I grew up watching the show, me and my dad, you know, all the time we'd watch it.
What kind of influence did that have on you as a young man?
Definitely helped push me to want to do this type of work.
What you're doing today, isn't it? That's the beauty of what
just love it.
They brought out. That really is. Cassie, would you like to say hi to him? Go ahead. You're welcome.
Hello. I'm Kenny.
How are you?
I also grew up watching this show with them, and it's, you know, it's really awesome. So thank you.
So many lives touched, Senior. I mentioned to Joni the other day, you know, I thought a lot. I sat up and made a lot of notes in my phone because, as you know, you're a great mentor to me personally, both as a father and as a businessman. Your book literally sits on my nightstand, and that's a true story, ladies and gentlemen around the world. You may know that already, Senior, but your book literally is on my nightstand, and I go through it randomly. I've got it highlighted and noted, and I just pick up different. I'll just turn to a different page every once in a while when I'm thinking about business related issues, to just kind of see, you know, what your thoughts are about something. And I cherish that, and I thank you for that business and parental guidance. I appreciate it, man.
That's actually awesome. I love to hear that people, you know, really read the book and use the book. And now I just wish Paul would reread the book and use the book.
I think, Joni, he's way out in front of us. He's a type A personality like we are. He's scripting his other book, and he's very serious. Like, at nighttime, when you think he's in bed at 2:00 in the morning, he's downstairs looking over his shoulder with more than a little LED light, and he's scribbling on a paper and pencil.
He's gonna do another book sometime in the next year. It'll be interesting.
It's gonna be very interesting.
Really interesting.
It is, and we are not successes without having those failures in life. We're just not.
So true. So true.
It's not. Ladies and gentlemen, we are against the top of the hour. And Paul Sr., Joni, I can't thank you enough for joining us again today. Man, our switchboard has been on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on the new show. Sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, if anybody deserves it, you're just the very best of people in the whole wide world, man.
Thank you. We really appreciate you guys as well.
And we keep saying we're going to get down there, but next time, I think we're going to be down there. When are we going to be down there again?
We are down there in April.
In April, we'll definitely, we'll give you a holler, and we'll get together.
We'll see you then for sure. You guys focus on what you got going up there. Family first, as you guys know, as you've taught all of us around the world, family is always number one, career is second. We love you guys, Senior Joni. We love you guys from the bottom of our heart.
We do too. We love you guys a lot and hope to see you soon.
Very good, Bob.
We'll see you guys soon. Thanks for calling in, Cassie.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. We'll talk to you guys later. Love you.
Love you, bye.
All Senior and his beautiful bride, Joni. There you go. Coming to you from the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports show. That is his first post episode with us, Bob. We're very, very proud of that. Yep. How about that, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, only here on Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. Look out for possibly a new platform, Bob, or am I saying too much right now?
No, you're good, man.
Okay, look out for a potential new platform. We'll know something contractually this week. It's going to be big. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. com. Please visit us for our online 20,000 parts catalog by the biggest names in the industry. Borla Exhaust, Extreme Dimensions. What else is out there, Bub?
We've got through two. You got through two?
Turbinetics.
You flatlined it, too.
Watson Racing. All of them are out there, man. It's just amazing. It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll like it out there. Get out there and buy everything at lower than retail prices through us, right, Bub?
That's right.
Right on, Bub. This episode is also brought to you by Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's MS Outlaw Boutique. The moose is loose down in Abacoa with the girls, Robin and Layla. 561-660-6695. Touch them and they'll punch you in the face.
That's right.
Shirt. That's what it says. Bub almost wrapped up a guy and put him in the hospital the other night. You don't touch the girls.
Hey, man, I'll give you a couple shots, dude. Yeah. Trust me for sure. I know how people get, especially with girls like ours. It happens, right?
But you know
that's
what?
That's like a go-to. It happens. I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Bro, when you go for three tries and you're still, okay, now it's time for me to step in.
That's exactly right.
Listen, one try, okay, two tries, sure, go at it. Three tries, yeah. Game over, bro.
And beauty, you know what, Bub? Beautiful women don't go out and look for trouble. They're just out socializing and having fun. You got to let them be butterflies and float and do their thing. And when people are in their space, man, that's not good, man. You need to respect a person.
No, that's it.
That's exactly right. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Ladies and gentlemen, the moose is loose in Abacoa, 10 to 6 today. Get down there and enjoy all of that. Rough Country. Rough Country is, Bub, suspensions and off-road accessories.
Done Bubba style.
Done Bubba style, sure enough. Don't, let's not forget Bear Jackson, the 12th through the 15th of April, ladies and gentlemen, here in the Palm Beaches. We'll be down there. A lot of other celebrities will be down there. It's going to be a really good time. Kenny, thank you for joining us live in studio today.
Thank you for having me.
And, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for joining the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family and making a tremendous difference. I've shared with you personally, I'll share with 20 million people around the world, the difference you've made to us as a family has been second to none. In our 16 years of existence, you have put a new face on who we are and the production levels that we put out in terms of quality as well. And I can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
Cassie, thank you for joining us live in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a wonderful thing. So, Bob, until Monday when we come to you live from 11 to 11:30 a.m. with the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports live stream, what are we going to do?
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very, very positive. Oh my God, love Tom. Thank you, Mike. Hey, I really appreciate that. I'm hilarious. Yeah, I'm a mess. I'm telling you, Mike, I'm a train wreck for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. It doesn't have to be an elderly person, just a mom who's got a baby and needs some help, right? Let's put some shoes on somebody's feet that have holes in them, man. And the guy that's standing in a corner that says, I'm hungry, he needs something to eat. Man, Citgo or 7-Eleven's right there. Your cup of coffee is $5. Can't you spend a couple dollars to give them something to eat as well? Let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a positive way. Respect those animals that are in our lives, man. Be kind to them, not cruel, man. I want to thank again Paul Sr. and Joni from the Orange County Chopper crew. Let's make sure we support their new show, American Chopper, Thursday nights. It's going to be airing on Discovery, 10 o'clock. Starting in May. Ladies and gentlemen, we brought you the first post-interview. Wonderful people, man. If you ever want a guide for how to live your life, those people are it. Until Monday, Bub, let's keep on doing it.
Bubba style.
Bubba style.